Okay, Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to try to remember to announce this at the end of this year as well. We, Mitzvah Shem, this is the last shiur for this year in this Masechta. And next week, as you know, is Rosh Hashanah. The following week is Erev Yom Kippur. And then this Mitzvah Shem, after Sukkot, we're going to resume. However, I do want to finish this Masechta. We did really do the bulk of the difficult sugyas, as you see, as we finished the Masechta. Those of you that have learned tomorrow know that we, Baruch Hashem, have accomplished to go through the lion's share of the very difficult sugyas in the Masechta. But I don't want to leave it hanging, and I do want to start Erechim. I plan this to be a six-year cycle, and it's a shame that we go through all the Kachim Masechtas, except for the Zvachim and Nachas, all the Kharas, Erechim, tomorrow increases. So what I'm going to be doing after today, till after Sukkot, is I'm going to be giving a daf shiur daily, just on the last couple of blocks of the Sefer, when you can call in. I'm going to do it at the conference. It works out best for me, and I assume it works out best for everybody, convenience-wise. So it's going to be 10 o'clock, starting this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then the following week, I started to meet you, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 10 o'clock, you can call from wherever you are. You can ask questions. There'll be a interactive shiur. And Mr. Shem, we plan over Yom Tov to finish the Masechta. And on Simchas Torah, we're going to make a siyum on tomorrow, Polineta. And then after Simchas Torah, we're going to resume the shiur again on Sundays. We're going to be starting Masechta Torah, starting the Mr. Shem after Yom Kippur, after Sukkot. And the only difference in schedules, we're going to be Sunday morning. I really rush here straight from the yeshiva, but because I daven there and I give a shiur after davening, the 9 o'clock zman, something that I always intend to do, but it's pretty impossible. So if it's okay with everybody, we'll make it 9:15, but I really will stick to 9:15 sharp. So it's staying 9 o'clock. I mean, it's actually going to be 9:15 sharp. Our goal will be 9 o'clock, so, but Lamaisa, it's realistic. 9:15 really works for me. So again, I ask all of you to join us this week, the nights for the call-in, starting for the next parak. Today we're going to finish this parak. We're going to be doing the shiur on the front. No. It's only available on the conference call. There is no... What? 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. 10 p.m. every night. That sounds good, right? Yeah, I happen to have some of this week also, so to do it in person is going to be very complicated. But this way everybody could, I want everybody to feel like I gave this shiur in the morning over the summer. People ask questions. I want people to feel, I accept that you, but I'm saying everybody else should please feel free to ask questions and everything. Yeah, okay. I want you to know, Rabbi said, this is my biggest pleasure the whole week. I just sent out a message to the Talmidim that after Sukkot, I invited all the alumni to join us as well. I think it's really an opportunity once a week to... I haven't missed, except one Sunday I was in Eretz Yisrael. I was in Boston. There were times where I came in, you wouldn't even know where I came in from to make the shiur. It's very real halach. I'm not taking any credit. I do it for my own yitzhar. They can be recorded as well.
10 p.m.
Not Thursday. It's this week and I said it's Mitzvah, and potentially even the following week, but it's going to be three nights, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 10 p.m. And the number, I'll just give you the number, even though we'll try to post it, it's 218-486-1616. Okay, that's... the code I have in my phone is 428-183. So after you dial those numbers, you dial 428-183.
Yeah,
definitely.
Can you say the numbers one more time?
218-486-1616. And then it'll ask you for the code, which is 428-183. We will also have it recorded as well, so it will be available. But it's much lighter from here to the end of the Masechta. It's much lighter, and it should go smoothly. Gvuras HaBechor VaMaiser V'lodon U'vlod V'lodon Ad Soif O'Elom HaReilu K'Bechor U'K'Maiser V'yoich U'B'mum on the Bible. Strange term the Mishnah uses, because really Bechor and Maiser is different than all the other Tmuras that we have. All the Tmuras that we have until this point were, have the same halach as the korban. L'hoyahu t'morosa yir kodesh. Except for chatas and asher. The other korbanas, you bring them, and you shech them, and it's a regular korban. It's a regular korban. We even had that you could bring it for your choyva. We had the whole sugya of t'moros teida. Rotsa b'zemes kapa, rotsa b'zemes kapa. By a t'moros teida, you can use, according to one side, you can use even the t'mora. So, Bechor HaMaaser is different. Bechor HaMaaser, you don't bring for a car. Don't bring for a car. So really, the way the Mishnah should L'chara, you would have written this Mishnah, you would have written it as T'muras HaBechor HaMaaser V'lad V'lad HaSeif HaOilom Einom K'Bechor HaMaaser. Right? It would have read even smoother L'chara that way, right? Einom K'Bechor HaMaaser Elo Yoichlu B'mum HaLevayim. It should be eaten with the mum in the Bible. That's the way you would have read. Because it's true that Bechor and Maaser, if they get a mum, they're eaten by the Bilam. That's true. Different than other kachim. Other kachim, they get a mum, you redeem it, and you bring a korban. You take the money, you bring a korban with it. Bechor and Maaser is different. That if it gets a mum, it's nechal b'mum. It's true. But that's only b'diev, that's if it gets a mum. Ideally, the Bechor and Maaser is brought as a korban. Right? Korban Bechor and korban Maaser. And Tmura is not that way. Tmura, in the ideal situation, which is already not ideal, you don't bring the Tmura's Bechor and Maaser for a korban. So really, Tmura's Bechor and Maaser is Einoi K'Bechor. It's only, the only option you have is the B'dievet option, which is Nechal B'mumei L'Bailam. So the question is, why does our Tana say it's kibchor u'kemaiser? Strange lashon the Tana uses. So we'll see. We'll get back to that. But that's the lashon the Tana uses. Ma bein bechor u'maiser lebein kol hakodeshim. What is the generic difference between bechor and maiser and other kodeshim? Shekol hakodeshim nimkorim biitlas. All the other kodeshim, there's an upside and a downside to sell the kodeshim in the market. The upside is that you get the maximum value. If you sell it in the market, you get the value. You get market value. If you make a fire sale, you don't get a market value. The downside of selling it in the market, just like we find by an Eved Ivri, you're not allowed to sell an Eved Ivri in the market, like the Rambam Paskins and Ilchus Avodim. You can't sell an Eved Ivri in the market because it's degrading. So you can't sell an Eved Ivri in the market, in a slave market. So it's degrading to the kachim that you sell it in the market, like other meat. But because the basar belongs to kachim, belongs to hektish, so therefore we want to get the maximum price. And since we want to get the maximum price, that overrides the zilzul kachim. The zilzul kachim gets overridden by the fact that hektish should get the maximum value. Bechor and Maaser, which is eaten by the Bailam, there is no Hefsid Kodshim. So therefore, we go back to what the Svara would be, that we don't want to be Mezalzel Kodshim. So therefore, we don't sell it in the market, because we only have a Chsaron to sell it in the market. Zilzel Kodshim. Normally, we have a scale. Zilzel Kodshim and Hefsid Kodshim. So Hefsid Kodshim wins, and we sell it in the market. But by Bechor and Maaser, all there is Zilzel Kodshim. Hefsid Kachem there isn't, because Kachem is not losing anything. So therefore, the Tana Paskins, that you should sell it in the market. Karim Beitlaz, Nishchotim Beitlaz, you shecht it in the market, Nishkolim Belitra, you weigh it like regular meat that you would sell, Chutz min HaBchor min HaMaaser. Bchor and Maaser, you do it, you treat it with dignity, because the Maaser, the money is not going anyway to Kachem.
By regular kedushin, if it gets a mum, you redeem it. The kedusha goes off. By b'chor and meiser, you can't redeem it. You shecht it and eat it. Can't redeem it. Boin mechutz loretz. Other korbanos come from chutz loretz. Chutz min abchor v'amaiser. Sheim bo tamimim. It's a shailan girsa here. In bo tamimim yikrevu. If they come without a mum, we shech them. V'im bali mum and yoichlu b'mum and labailim. The Rambam paskins that abchor and meiser, you don't bring for a kor from chutz loretz. That's the girsa that the Rambam had, the way the Rishonim explained. Omer Rav Shimon, matam, shabchor v'amayser, yesh loim parnosim im koiman. By bchor and maiser, you use the behemoth itself. You eat it. Whereas the other cut, onto something else, and therefore we want to maximize the value of the kutch. That tmuras b'chor and maaser, the only thing you do is you wait for it to get a mum by itself. What happens if you go and you put a mum into b'chor? You put a mum into korban maaser. What's the halacha b'chayga? So it says like this: Omar Rove Bar Avaza. It's a shailin girsa. The Shita Mekubetzes has a different girsa here. The Shita Mekubetzes girsa is Omar Avacha Bar Avaza. Born b'mar Rove. Hamatul mum b'tmuras b'chor u'maaser mahu. If you put a mum into b'chor and maaser, what is the halacha? Mi amrinan, do we say, kivan the loy krivan, since the carbon is not brought anyway, loy mechayev, so you're not chayev for putting in the mum. Oy dilma kivan the kotshu mechayev. Since lemaisa has kedusha, you are chayev. Lemaisa has kedusha seguf. Lemaisa, tmuras bachar and tmuras meiser does have kedusha seguf. See, even though there's a din, you don't bring it for a carbon, but it has kedushas aguf. So maybe als that, there would be a chiyuv if you went ahead and you put a mum into the bain. Those are the tzutzadim of the Gemara. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye told him, why are you only having this shaila by matul mum betmuras b'chor and maaser? You can have the shaila by another carbon that's not brought. The halach is, we learned earlier, that if somebody mistakenly calls the chi asiri, somebody goes when he's being mafresh ma'aser behemoth, instead of calling the ninth one the ninth, he called it the tenth, so it has kedusha. But you don't bring it. Same situation. Over there also you have the same scenario. It has kedusha, but it can't be brought for a carbon. Do we then say that if you put a mum, you chayev? Tiboy loch hamatul mum b'chi shol ma'aser, which you called it asiri. Ela ma'ishna chi deloy kami boy loch. Why aren't you clearing that by ma'aser there should be a chiyuv? The rachmona matay asiri. When the Torah said that you only bring the tenth one for a carbon, lo itzi atchi. Therefore, if you make a mum, you're potter. Hachanami over here too. Rachmona matay lo isif. They're koyd hashem. Heim kravim. They ain't murasim kravim. Says I don't understand. Just like by ma'aser you understood for a dover pashat that if you put a mum into a chi, even though it has kedushas aguf, you're potter, because it's not anyway going for a carbon. So this should be the same. What's the nafkamina? So he told him, Rav Nachman Yitzchok Masnaloch, he says, Eina Chanami, Rav Nachman Yitzchok Taka learned that way. Omar Avach Abreda Avazi, born b'marova, hamatul mum b'chi shol ma'aser mahu. Taka, his shaila wasn't by b'chor and ma'aser. His shaila was by chi. Omlevit iboiloch hamatul mum betmuras b'chor u'maiser. Elo maishno tmuras b'chor u'maiser deloim iboiloch. Derachmona matinu, because the Torah excluded it, kodesh heim. And therefore, hein kreven vein tmuras and kreva. And therefore, if you make a mum, you're potter. So if that's the case over here also, chi shal maiser nami rachmono mate, o asiri lo yitzias at chi. Okay. So either way, the conclusion of the Gemara is that if you're matul mum in this situation, where the behemah is anyway not coming for a korban, so you're not chayev. And that's how the Rambam, that's how we pask in the halacha, that if you're matul mum, you're potter. The shaila here is there any kind of iser? The Gemara doesn't discuss whether there's an iser. The Gemara says, loy mechayev. Does loy mechayev mean you're not chayev malkus, but meister, you're being a matul mum? Or does it mean you're potter completely? It's unclear in the Gemara. Another point of unclarity is when we say that Tmuras Bechor and Meiser is Nechal B'mumay L'balim, which Bailim are we talking about? Which Bailim are we talking about when we say Tmuras Bechor and Meiser is Nechal L'Bailo B'mumay? Okay? So, Tosfos in Zvachim says clearly, Tafayin Heom at Beis, he says as follows, Bechor Eino Nifte, that text is Divya Mastel. He says clearly that when it says Necheles B'mumon L'Baila, Deloi Boi L'Misva L'Koyen, Tosfos says. And really, as we analyze, we'll see Tosfos is a very poshut Svara, what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying that if it's not a carbon, if it's anyway not a carbon, and it's nechal b'mumay, and our Gemara says it's nechal b'mumay lebalim, l'chayre the bailim is the bailim, the one that owned it. Who did the tmura? Whoever did the tmura, whoever owns that tmura and did the ma'isa tmura, he's the one that gets to eat it b'mumay. That's how Tosfos learns here in Zevachim. It says very clearly, the necheles b'mumay lebailim, and Tosfos says, the loy boy le misva le kohen. And Tosfos understands that that's Aleph Beis. That's the way he reads our Mishnah. He says it's given to the kohen. It's nechal b'mumay lebailim, and that's it. There's nothing to talk about. The head yoktoni lo, the necheles b'mumay lebailim. So Tosfos reads our Mishnah. Necheles b'mumay lebailim means you don't have to give it to the kohen. That's how he learns. The truth is that the Achronim ask, because the Rambam, which we asked everybody to look up, the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, in Hilchos Tmura, the Rambam states otherwise. The Rambam says, Tmura sabachor lakoyanim. The Tmura sa maiser lebailim. Of course, maiser always goes to the bailim, right? Kishem shein poidim bachor u maiser shenofal bohem mum. Just like you can't redeem Bechor and Meiser that got a mum, K'moshe b'harnu b'hilchas yisurim. It's be'achach in poidim t'muras. Okay. The Rambam is very clear that the t'mura goes to the Kohanim, not to the Bailim. L'shteit in Rambam. So, the Mikdash David, the David Rappaport, says he doesn't understand the Rambam, how the Rambam could say that. He says, L'chaira, by what right does the Tmuras Bechor go to the Bailim? It's not a Peter Rechem. If you look in Parshas Boy, if you look in the Parshas that discuss the Kedushas Bechor, it all bases it on it being a Peter Rechem. Peter Rechem goes to the Kohen. This is not a Peter Rechem. So what's the word? Well, doesn't make sense. Why does the Rambam say that it should go to the Kohen? This is not a Peter Rechem. The Torah only gave the Peter Rechem to the Kohen. Torah didn't give the exchange of the Peterechem to the Kohen. U Peterechem u dezichsa Torah l'Kohen. That's his question. That's the Migdash David's question. So we'll leave that for a moment. So be Yomid on another difficulty here in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amale Abaye Tiboy Locha Matal Mum. He says, why are you only clearing Matal Mum by Tmuas Bechor? Why don't you also clear Matal Mum B'Chi? And Abaye responds and he says, no. Matinu Rachmona Loi Sif De Kodeshem Hein Kraven Vein Tmuas Uncraven. So Tosfos asks, not over here actually, but in Zvochem, Abaye himself learns out of that pasuk of Loi Sivde that ain't poydim es habachor, that you can't redeem a bachor. So if Abaye himself tells us that we learn from that pasuk that you can't redeem a bachor, how does he know to say that you're not makrev the tmurim? He's using the same pasuk. Abaye says the reason why you don't bring it for a korban is because it says, Loi sif de kodesh haim, haim kravim, vein tmurasam kravim. Abaye himself says, we learn from that pasuk, that ain't poidim as habachor. That you can't redeem, it's not chal, the kedusha. The kedusha doesn't go off the bachor. So how could Tosfos use that, how could Abaye use the same pasuk to tell me that the tmura is not brought for a korban? That's the Tosfos kasha on Abaye. So when our sugya, the Tzoyin Kedoshim, answers this question of Tosfos on Abaye, and he says perhaps Abaye holds its one din. The Tzoyin Kedoshim says the Sfirile LaAbaye that Abaye holds. That the Ein Abchor Yoytze Al Yidei Pidyon L'chulin, Ein Echanami, the main Pasuk is coming to tell you, you can't redeem a Bechor. That's what the Pasuk is coming to tell you. But, Memele Shamina Mina, from there we could derive on our own, the Ein Tmurasei Kraven. That's all. It's one thing. So, many of the Achronim ask, what's he talking about? What's the Shaykhis? He said, then you can't redeem a Bechor because it stays Kodesh. By every tumur is that way. Every tumur you're not redeeming the other behemah. The behemah of Ahoyo Hu Utmurasa Ye Kodesh. By every tumur you're not ultimately removing the Kedusha of animal A. So if that's the case, where do you see from Ein Poidim that Memela, he says, Memela you see you can't do tumur. Well, how's one thing lead into the other? And Taka Rebruven Bangez Echatzadik Levorach and his Sefer on Kodshim, he asked this question on the Tzayin Kedoshim. He says, I don't know what the Tzayin Kedoshim means. What does one thing have to do with the other? Tzayin Kedoshim is saying, it's one pasuk. It's one idea. So I wanted to connect another shaila here, which we began to discuss, whether there's any kind of iser in being matal mum. Could somebody bring me a korbanos, a Rambam, avoid the korbanos? Because the Rambam is unclear, his language is ambiguous as far as whether he holds that there's actually Malkus. The Rambam in Yisurim Mizbeach, Shkech, the beginning of Yisurim Mizbeach, the Rambam says as follows. I'll read you the Rambam, you'll see why the language is unclear. The Rambam says like this, Perek Aleph Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach, starting from Halacha Zayin. Halacha Zayin, Halacha Ches, and Halacha Tes. And the Rambam says, Hamatul Mum B'Kotchem Loike. First of all, he gives the Hakdoma to our Gemara, which is that normally if you put a mum into an animal of Kotchem, you chayev Malkus. Sharei Nemar B'Korban Komum L'Yeboi. That's that. Then he says, there are different types of situations where putting a mum doesn't really have any negative impact. L'moshel. Or behema b'zman hazeh. There's no negative impact because it can't be brought for a korban anyway. So, You have a mum, but you don't have the negative impact of the mum. Then, of course, you have our sugya. You have tmuras bechor, tmuras meiser, no negative impact. Can't be brought for a carbon anyway. So there shouldn't be then an isra to make a mum. Another hechatensa would be you have two people. You have Reuven makes one mum, and then Shimon comes, he makes a mum after Reuven made a mum. In all these scenarios, the guy who's putting in the mum is not invalidating it from the Mizbeach. Well, I shouldn't say he's not invalidating. He's not holding it back from the Mizbeach. He's invalidating it. It's anyway not going on the Mizbeach. And since it's anyway not going on the Mizbeach, it's a Shaila Zioiv. Seems to be very simplistic that that's the Shaila in our Gemara. The Shaila in our Gemara is when you invalidate a Korban, which anyway wouldn't have gone on the Mizbeach, for whatever reason, are you still over the lav of Matal Mumbakotcha? And the Rambam basically says no, no, no in all these cases. But he doesn't tell us which cases are completely mutter, or at least not an Isser, not even a lav, which cases are Malkis. It's not clear. The Rambam reads like this. He says, V'ein Eloike, Ela Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. He says, you only get Malkis for this lav if you did it while the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Then you actually took it away from the Mizbeach. If not for you putting a mum, it would have gone on the Mizbeach. You went and took it away. Sha'rei ha'yoroi l'korban u'poisloi. Abu Bizman HaZeh, says the Rambam, even though you were over the law, doesn't make a difference, he says, clearly, any like it. So the Rambam is black and white, that if you make a mum today in a behemah of kachim, you are over a law. He says, so I will tell you, there's a chazanish in our sugya that says an unbelievable chiddush, the chazanish. Chazanish says what the Rambam means is, afal pi, that if the Beis HaMikdash was around, you would be over below Sasei, and in loike, you're not chayiv at all. But that's definitely a big doichik in the Rambam. It's definitely not the case of Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, they didn't learn the Rambam that way. That's how the Chazanish learns the Rambam. Poshut way to learn the Rambam is, afal pi, she'over below Sasei, even though there is a lav, ain't in loike. Malkus, you don't get. What? A good kasha. We'll see. I'm just saying. Well, nice. You don't get malchus. I'll say shtick. Half a piece of a beloisa, I say. He says, even though you have a beloisa, I say, and you like it. Yeah, I say, it's up. We'll see why. Maybe it's a drosha. Maybe it's a... Okay. He actually, the way the Radvaz learns is that it's a drosha. We'll see, the Kesef Mishnah has a different approach. Radvaz learns when it says, the end of the parasha, it says, Kol Mumbai V'lo Yiyah L'Rotzayn. So in order to get Malkus, you need to make it Ois L'Rotzayn. No. It's not in the Pasuk of, one Pasuk says Mum. One Pasuk says Lav. Then at the end of the parasha, there's a mute. So the miut is only going on the malchus. It's like almost like posik echad marbe or posik echad b'mayet. Anyway, then the Rambam goes on and he says in halacha ches, hamatul mum b'kotshim, uboach avihitul b'mum, hasheni eni loike. But here the Rambam doesn't say, ovar b'loise say. The Rambam just says, eni loike. So the way the achroinim understand, over here he means you're not over at all. Zero. Not over. The next Rambam, he made a mum, he made a second mum. I put one mum, you put another mum. The behemoth is about mum. I made a separate ma'aseh mum. That's the shaila. How do you look at it? Do you look at it like the behemoth is already about mum, and therefore the second guy is not even called a matal mum? He's not even called a matal mum, that he didn't hold it back from the mizbeach. In halacha ches, halacha zayin, the animal wasn't about mum. It could be brought for the Mizbeach for a different reason. But Lamaisa, it wasn't a Balmum. But now, this is Mamish a Balmum. So Balmum It's not called anything. You didn't need anything. It's like a similar teretz I gave to Toisus. Toisus in Makis says that if you have a grusha and a chalutza, you only get one malchus. So the Primi Godim in the Sefer Ginnis Vrodim, he says, why is that? Pashas you learn, he says, it's like a komle with the rabbimine. We give you malchus for the grusha. And chalutz is only with the rabbona. So it's like you get the malchus the raisa and it patters you from the rabbona. But then he proves that we don't say komle with the rabbimine from a deraisa to a rabbona. So I want to say a different pshat in the Tosfos. Tosfos holds that when the Rabbonin came and they asked for the Chalutza, they didn't make a new Isser. They said, we consider her a Grusha mid Rabbonin. The Torah said, only a woman that got a get. We, the Chachamim, consider a Chalitza a get mid Rabbonin. Now, if that's the case, you could say very poshut. If a woman had 10 gittin, she was married 10 times, and then a Kohen goes and marries her, he's only over one lav. She's a grusha 10 times over, but she's only one grusha. She's a grusha. So if she's a grusha and a chalutza, she's still nothing more than a grusha. She has now a deraisa reason to call her a grusha and a derabbanan reason to call her a grusha. She's still nothing more than a grusha. It could be that that's pshat in the Rambam. The animal's a balmum. And now you put another mum, so now there's two reasons to call it a balmum. But still nothing more than a balmum. Maybe that's what you're trying to say. It's still nothing more than a balmum. So an animal with 20 mumim, if you're makriv a behemah on the mizbech that has 20 mumim, you only get one laf. Mamela, what's the difference? How many mumim it has? It doesn't increase the level of shame balmum on the animal. That could be. But that's what the Rambam says. Then he comes to the most important Rambam Nageya to our sugya, halacha tes. Whether you put a mum in the kachem itself, or you put a mum in the tmura of the kachem, it's the same thing. Except for b'chor and meiser. If you put a mum in the tmura, you don't get malchus. Here again, the Rambam doesn't say yes, no, Isser. He just says any like. That's our Gemara Abaya. Any like. You don't get malchus. So here there's a tremendous mevucha in the Achronim. The Rikarkas talks about this. So we have like this. The Rambam just says, by the case of Matul Mumbiz Manazer, the Rambam says, Klor, Oiver Belois, I say. He just says, Ain't you like it? So, barring the sheet of the Chazanish, the case of Mishnah says, Klor, Matul Mumbiz Manazer, Oiver Belois, I say. That's what the case of Mishnah says. You are Oiver alive. The Rikarkas also learns the Rambam that way. Chayv Malkus. Right? But they hold that by the other halachas, the Rambam said, any loike, there's no issur at all. There's no issur at all. When the Rambam says, matul mum b'bal mum, any loike, is any over klal. And what about matul mum b'bchor? Matul b'tmuras b'chor. Is that like matul mum achar mum? Or is that like a matul mum bezman hazeh? It's really in the middle. It's really in the middle. Because on the one end you could say it's similar to a matul mum bezman hazeh. Because there's nothing really wrong with the animal. It's regular animal. It's a regular carbon. There's nothing wrong with the animal. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, no. It's not a regular animal because from its inception, the Kedusha of Tmuras Bechor is one which is not roi for the Mizbech. So it's more like a Balmum. It's more like Matul Mum Balmum. So it could go either way. The Rambam, the two cases that are obvious is somebody puts a mum in an animal that already has a mum. Good. The Rambam says over there, at least the Achronim hold, there's nothing. Because over there, you didn't do anything, really. The animal inherently is not roi for the Mizbeach. Matul mum bizman hazeh. Everybody agrees in the Rambam, except for the Chazon Ish, that there's a lav. That makes sense. There's nothing wrong with the animal. The only problem is we don't have a Beis Hamikdash. But matul mum b'tmuras b'chor, that's in the middle. You can look at it this way, you can look at it this way. There's two ways to look at it. You could look at it on the one hand, you could say, it from its Kedusha standpoint, it can't go on the Mizbeach. So it's similar to a Baal Mor. The argument may even be able to be made that it's worse than a matul mum b'baal mum. Okay? I'm not making that, I'm just saying it can be made. One can actually say, a matul mum b'baal mum, the actual Kedusha was a Kedusha that was rolling for the Mizbeach. So therefore, this Kedusha was chal with an Isser b'baal mum. Now it doesn't go off. No matter how many times you make a mum, you're making a mum on an animal that from its inception, basically, when the animal gets its identity, becomes a carbon, that's when we decide, is this animal a matul b'mum or not? So this animal that's a b'mum, when it got its identity, when it got its kachim stempel, the stempel said, no mum in the stamp. That stays. So Ruve made a mum, Shimon made a mum, Levi made a mum, they all get malchus. Mashenke t'muris b'chol, you could say, the Kedusha doesn't allow it to be on the Mizbeach. So maybe that stamp doesn't have any kind of Isra on it. Isra atolas mum. You could go both ways. Or you could say, the other svar, a baal mum is a baal mum. And this is that it doesn't have a shem mum. It's a tam. So I wanted to verify, what I want to clarify here, and it ties into what we spoke about 2 weeks ago, and it'll give a lot of clarity and a lot of the shailas, kashas, that the Achronim have here in our sugya. And that is like this. We explained, when we spoke about the shail of migu, migu de chalya le kedushas domim, chalya le kedushas aguf, or migu de chalya kedushas kedusha alim, shemoy la alimoy, we explained that there are really three levels of kedusha. Two very obvious ones and one subtle one. The two obvious levels of Kedusha is there's Kedusha's Aguf and there's Kedusha's Domim. Kedusha's Aguf means the thing itself inherently has Kedusha. Goes on the Mizbeach. And then there's Kedusha's Domim. Doesn't go on the Mizbeach. It only has Kedusha. It's Domim have Kedusha. Those are the two. Yom and Laila. Hamavdu ben Yisroel la'amim, ben Yisroel la'choyishich, ben Kedusha's Aguf la'Kedusha's Domim. You could put it into Avdol. It's Kolor. But then, there's a subtle question. The subtle question is, something which has Kedushas Aguf, but it's not Roy for the Mizbeach. Is there such a thing? So from the sugya of Migu Dechalya Shem Oil Alima, we brought a raya, that there is. There is such a thing, there is such an animal alive, as a Kedushas Aguf, just can't go on the Mizbeach. And that's why, there could be a shame oila on an akeva, because if it would be an oila sa'if, it would be right to go on the Mizbeach. So we explained that the Mizbeach yarshins this animal, not as a korban oila that can be brought on the Mizbeach, but there's a kedushas aguf. And the truth is, it has to be that way. The biggest raya is b'chor and t'muras maisa. Has kedushas aguf. Everybody agrees. There is nobody that disagrees. Kedusha, Tmuras Bechor, Tmuras Meiser, have Kedusha Zaguf. And everybody agrees it can't go on the Mizbeach. Can't go on the Mizbeach. It's Kedusha, can't go on the Mizbeach. Kedusha Zaguf, can't go on the Mizbeach. So that means there are three levels. There's Kedusha's Domim. And really, if the Torah would have not said that when you Makdash a Baal Mum, it gets Kedusha's Domim, then that would have been every Baal Mum would have been that kind of a situation. Kedusha's aguf, he can't put on the Mizbeach. Grada, the Torah said that a baal mum has Kedusha's domim. Even if you try to put Kedusha's aguf onto a baal mum, it only gets Kedusha's domim. But if the Torah didn't say that, ain't a chanami. It would have Kedusha's aguf. Can't put on the Mizbeach. like Tmuras Bechor and Tmuras Maisa. Kedusha is a goof that you can't put on the Mizbech. So now you could say, once you understand that, you could say very simple. Part of a Korban Bechor is that it's a Peterech. That's the shame Bechor. Bechor is a Peterech. In order for a Bechor to go on the Mizbech, just like in order for an Oila to go on the Mizbech, has to be a Zohar. Can't be in a cave. Ah, if it's in a cave, it's still Migud and Achsel or Kedushas Haguf with the whole Stukul Tere. That needs to get a Mum. It has Kedushas Mizbech, but you can't put it on the Mizbech because the Mizbech, to be for an Oila, to go on the Mizbech in a Behema body, not talking about an Oif. If it's flying, it could fly. But if it's walking, it can't with a Nekeva Guf, it can't go on the Mizbech. Yeah? But still has Kedushas Mizbech. According to that whole Svar, Migu did not, because it would be Chala Kedushas. Now, a Bechor has an added dimension, just like an Oila has a dimension, that it has to be a male in order to be put on the Mizbech as a carbon Oila. So a Bechor has another dimension. It has to be a Bechor. It has to be a firstborn. If it's not a firstborn, it's equivalent to being in a cave by an oil. It's not roy for a carbon Bechor. So basically, it's walking around with a Kedushas carbon, but it's not roy to go on the Mizbeach. Because in order to be makriv a Bechor on the Mizbeach, it has to have that Mila, has to have that Mila, that it is a Bechor. It's almost like it's a genetic thing. Just like something has to be a Zocha. It has to be a Bechor. And really, that's how the Bechor gets its original Kedusha. How does the Bechor get its original Kedusha? It gets its original Kedusha because it's a Bechor. Because it's a Peterech. That's how it gets its Kedusha. Now, if you would try to redeem a Bechor, what happens? So I want to tell you a creative thought I thought about years ago. What's the pshat? Why can't you redeem a Bechor? I want to tell you, Be'etzim, you could redeem a Bechor. Is there any reason why you shouldn't be able to redeem a Bechor? Why shouldn't you be able to redeem a Bechor? I'll tell you, the reason why you can't redeem a Bechor is because the same Siba that made it Kaddish to begin with is still here. So it's almost, what would be if I take an animal, let's say I could redeem Kedushas Haguf. So I take a behemoth, I makdish a behemoth. Say I raise the oil. Let's say I could redeem it. So I redeem it. And I keep on saying, I raise the oil, I raise the oil, I raise the oil, I raise the oil. And somebody's sitting there redeeming it. Technically, the animal will keep on saying Kaddish. Why? Because the Siba that made it at oil to begin with is renewing. Nachamol, 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 nachamol. Right? The Siba, you know the famous Rav Shimon Shkop. Rav Shimon Shkop told Reb Chaim, based on a sugi and Yevomus, that Kiddushin is not a one-time thing. Kiddushin, when you're Makadosh a woman, it's a continuous renewal. It's continuous. So you know the famous word. So right now it's happening, every minute. So Reb Chaim gave him Mazel Tov. So he just got married, Mazel Tov. Yeah? So the Bechor's Kiddusha is because it's a Peterechem. As long as it's a Peterechem, it's Ki'ilu, the Torah HaKadosh is saying, HaRez HaBechor, HaRez HaBechor, HaRez HaBechor, HaRez HaBechor. So you want to redeem it. So you redeem it, okay. The Torah is right to saying HaRez HaBechor. You didn't make the Kedusha. It's not a Kedusha's path that you made this into a Kedusha. There's nothing inherently about this animal that makes it an oil. You made it an oil. Nu HaPesh also, HaPesh Yehita. You want to make it, take it off. Yeah? Here, the option is not here. It's a Bechor. It's a Bechor because it's a Bechor. Now what do you want to do? You want to take away the fact that it's a Bechor? You can't do that. You want to be poided? No. It's a nice thought. It's not a nice thought. It's not going to do anything. It's not going to help. The Kedushas Rechem stays with it. Ad Bias Goyel Tzedek. The Siba that made it Kaddish stays with it. Ad Bias Goyel Tzedek. And that's why Leish Yifte can never be redeemed. Can never be redeemed. Now, the Tmura The tmura is really different. The tmura, really, you gave it to kedusha. Tmura, you took the kedusha from here, you put onto here. The tmura is really a new thing. But the tmura can't be brought for a carbon because it's not a bechor. It's not a bechor. Now, why does Tosfos say that the bechor does go to the kohen? It doesn't go to the kohen. And the Rambam says the bechor does go to the kohen. That, I think, is a very simple teretz to that question. We find different kinds of matnas kohuna, where the Torah gives the kohanim matona. Sometimes the Torah gives the kohanim a matona, the Torah's momen. Momen kohen. This is the money belongs to the kohen. L'moshel, zroya l'chayayim v'keva. There's no kedusha to the zroya l'chayayim v'keva. It's momen kohen. The money belongs to the kohen. That's one type of kedusha. One type of matnas kohuna. Then there's matnas kohuna, where it's the matnas kohuna is that the Torah said that these holy things belong to the kohen. So there it becomes matnas kohuna, not because of the moment, but because of the kedusha. Bechor, you can clear. Is it like challah that you make it kodesh, and because it's kodesh, it belongs to the kohen? So the kohen is really getting it from a different source. It's almost like he's not getting it from the bialim, really. He's getting it from the bialim. But what's happening is it's becoming kodesh. And then by definition, the fact that it's kodesh, the Torah says, kodesh, you can't be moil, you can't do this, you can't do that. The Torah said, by definition, this kedusha belongs to the kohen. I hold that that's a machloikis between the Rambam and Tosfos. Tosfos holds that bechor, when it's born, number one, it gets kedusha's bechor. Number two, there's a mitzvah on the owner to give it to the kohen. So Tosfos says, just like tmuras bechor, you don't put on the mizbeach. Why? Because it's not a bechor, so you don't give it to the kohen either. It's the same issue. The mechayev to give to the kohen is the fact that it's a bechor. It's not. I said it should be tmuras bechor. So what? So it has kedusha. It has kedusha. But the bottom line is, it isn't the Bechor. And the Mela, it's not Matnas Kahuna. The Rambam, on the other hand, holds that the Kedushas Bechorah, the Kedushas Bechorah is what goes ahead and puts it gives it to the Kohen. And therefore, the Rambam holds that since Tamuras Bechor has Kedusha, has a full-fledged Kedusha, so since it has a full-fledged Kedusha, so therefore, Memele goes to the Kohen. And that's why the Rambam says it's Nitenes L'Kohen. But both the Rambam and Tosfos agree that a Tmuras Bechor is an animal that has Kedusha without the Metzias of being a Bechor. That has Kedusha's Mizbeach without the Kedusha's Korban. And therefore, I think that in the Rambam, as far as understanding, first of all, now we understand why Pidyon and Tmura go together. We had the question of the Tzayin Kedoshim. Why does Pidyon and Tmura go together? We also can understand now why the Mishnah said, Tmuras Bechor V'Amayser. We asked the question, why does the Mishnah start? Tmuras Bechor V'Amayser. Harei Lo Kibchor U'Kamayser. Because the Mishnah is trying to tell you, don't make a mistake to think that there's no Kedushas Aguf. It has the same Kedushas Aguf like the Bechor and the Maiser. The only difference is, there's a Mizbeach issue. So therefore, it's Nechal B'Mumay L'Bayim. If we would have just said Nechal B'Mumay L'Bailim, you would think that it's not Chal and Kedusha's Mizbeach at all. So the Mishnah starts Akdoma. Tmuras Bechor Meiser is like Bechor Meiser. Same Kedusha. Just as much of Kedusha. There's a different issue. There's a Mizbeach issue. In order to be Makriv a Bechor, it has to Metzias be a Bechor. In order to be Makriv a Korban Meiser, it has to be the Asiri. That's a Metzias. It's a condition. Just like a Bechor has to be a firstborn, the Maaser has to be the tenth one. That's a precondition on the Korban. So it can't be put on the Mizbeach. But don't make a mistake to think that it's a down level, now it's like Kedushas Domim. That's why the Mishnah had to go out of its way to say it's Kibchor and Kamaiser, same thing. Now, for the same reason why you can't redeem it, that's the reason why the Tmur is not brought on the Mizbeach. Everybody's asking, well, how could you learn two things from one pasuk? It's the same idea. The idea is that the makeup of this korban, just like an oilah, the makeup of an oilah is that it's a zachar. The makeup of a bechor, korban bechor, is that it's a bechor. And therefore, you could stand on your head and do tumur from today till Mashiach comes, it's still not a bechor. And that's why you could redeem it from today till Mashiach comes, and it's still a bechor. It's still not a bechor, and it still is a bechor, is one concept. It's not a stira. They're asking, how could a buyer learn two things? He's not learning two things. He's learning one thing. That the kedushas bechorah that goes on in his beich is noivea from the fact that it is mitzias a bechor. That therefore automatically tells us that number one, anything which is not a bechor can go on the mizbeach as a bechor. And that also tells us that anything that is a bechor will never be ois bechor. Because the kedusha and the mitzias are intertwined. The kedusha's mizbeach comes because it's mitzias a bechor. So therefore you can't redeem it. The kedusha's mizbeach comes because it's a mitzias a bechor. Therefore the tmura doesn't go on the mizbeach. So the whole kasha, how could a buyer learn two things from one pasuk, is Mamela not present? That would be the husband. Rabbi said, we'll stop here.